And you know, sometimes if it affects your throat, so you say you're
getting hoarse.
Mm-hmm. That ever happened to you?
Yeah, a little. I've had a little trouble that way.
Or say if it's at the end of the day, you might say something like, well, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
feeling a little sleepy or... wobbly.
Better...
tired.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I think I'll go to sleep, but at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
be up and gone. I used to have to get up at 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning for years.
Really?
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
I'd go to bed quick at about 9 o'clock. Yeah, it didn't bother me to get up then. I was pretty young to fry. I've done that up to about 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lived out here when I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get up, catch these newspapers in there, you know, and live and move in Oklahoma and bundles. Get
mm-hmm.
put out before daylight.
What about, say, somebody who can hardly hear at all? You say he's almost stoned?
Yep. I got that away when I had that bird disease here. I couldn't hear nothing.
Is that right?
I got another hearing aid, and I wearing my left ear and right ear both.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do much good.
Hmm.
Just stopped up.
Or if you start to work out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
perspire, sweat. You know, a lot of boys that worked outside and pulled his shirt off and everything, but I never did do that. I've had some brothers that did, and I see them working all the time that way. I never did do that. My daddy never did. I think you sweat your shirt down while it's cooler with the shirt on. Get in a breeze at all, it is.
Did you not do that because you felt you might not be fully dressed or something?
No, just didn't want to get the suntan burnt, sunburnt. Mostly that way.
You know, sometimes people get these places on their skin, got a little white spot right in the middle,
yeah,
and kind of red around it. What would you call that?
I don't know. That's kind of a chicken butt or skin cancer or something to that effect.
Have you ever heard it called a boil?
Boil?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I used to have them. That's what caused me to be hard of hearing, had them in my ears.
Yeah?
The old doctor driver was filled with the calamone, you know, and he'd eat that tissue out in there. I was 35 years old before I got to where I could hear anything by using oils and stuff like that. And I had to wash them out pretty often because they run. Had a terrible time.
What do you call that white stuff that's inside one of those things?
That put. Whenever you get a boil, it gets white that way and you latch it. Might hurt, but you get that core out before it heals right up.
Have you ever seen people who've gotten stung by a bee, maybe in the hand, and the hand would all
swell up? Yeah. I had a brother one time and got stung on the tongue, had his mouth open laughing.
Oh.
Hit him on the tongue. The
wow.
Old tongue got that tick.
Wow.
Mm. I got stung over the eye and he'd laugh at me and he got him on the tongue. Oh, I really got black.
Wow. What do you call this? You know, this liquid that you see inside a blister? What do you call that?
That's water, I think. It's called a water blister, they call it.